So where are you getting your Thanksgiving dessert? Sweet and savory pies with ingredients sourced locally. Fresh warm baked biscuits and mouth-watering sandwiches are just few of the highlights at Bang Bang Pie. In Chicago and Logan Square at 2051 North California Avenue. Thanksgiving is just a handful of days away. To talk about one of the best places in town for your Thanksgiving pies is the proprietor of Bang Bang, and that is my pal Michael Chapchak. Michael, how are you, buddy?
Good evening, David. Thanks for having me.
Yep, I bet you're burning the candle. This is go time for you guys, right?
That is true, yeah. The team's been working around the clock for the past month, and we're down to the final few days of Piapalooza, as we call it around here.
I bet. You know what? You have literally spoiled me forever, because I will rarely, if ever, buy a grocery store pie, because you serve up the best. You know, I saw a pumpkin pie on the shelf. It was like $5 and it was neon orange. That doesn't look good to me. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that support. I know we're a premium product for many, so thank you for your continued patronage over the years.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you have, you know, first of all, you have a wonderful group. You're talking about working around the clock. You have a wonderful group of folks that work there that have been through COVID and thick and thin, always smiles around the shop. Give us a little history about your place. How long you been around, Michael?
Yeah, we've been here, we've been around for 9 years. I think that I have to do the math, that either makes this the 9th or the 10th Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point, we do have an amazing team that, you know, comes together and really helps us pull off the feat, which is Thanksgiving. The last 18 months, as you mentioned, during COVID, has been a little bit more challenging time for everyone, but we're making it work.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, one of the things is, because, you know, as fresh as your food is, it begins with the farmers and the butchers that raise it. It's fresh ingredients. It's top-line butter. I mean, you're using the real stuff here.
Yeah, we're trying. You know, I mean, the cost of goods, as you know, from a general consumer are through the roof this year, but the nice thing is, by using the local farmers, they're able to mitigate their distribution and their costs. We haven't seen a rise as much as some of the other ones, but for the apples, we source this year, as we do every year, from McClug in St. Joseph, Michigan. They just recently dropped off a ton and a half, so 3,000 pounds of apples. We have an apple peeling party that went down without a hitch. Where we, you know, collect a team and some others from around town that help us peel those apples all in a day's work. And then new this year, we're featuring a biscuit stuffing with one of the hog farmers that we've used and that you're familiar with, the Catalpa Grill down in Dwight, Illinois. He makes this really beautiful ginger sage sausage that we'll incorporate into our biscuit stuffing.
I love that. I might have to add that to my order, because I am a, you know, it's funny, a lot of people do meat stuffings. I mean, everyone's got their favorite. It's mostly because of what they grew up with, but I grew up with a meat stuffing, and it's pork is a big part of it. It's like pork shoulders. You're getting the fatty part of that. You're getting the turkey liver in there. So it's definitely a meat stuffing. So I'm going to definitely have to try that out. But your big seller, I mean, obviously every year is the pumpkin pie. And I joked a little bit earlier about the neon orange ones I see in the store. I mean, this is a roasted pumpkin pie, and this is the real thing.
That is correct, and you know, we've altered and tweaked the recipe over the years, and the last, we've stuck with a relatively consistent one the last few years, and I think it has converted many, even non-pumpkin lovers. Pretty traditional. We do put a touch of maple syrup in there to add, like, kind of a roundness of flavor and a little bit of residual sweetness, clove, ginger, allspice, and it's very simple. But it's our take on a pumpkin pie, and we love that it finds a place in so many Chicagoans' holiday table.
Absolutely. Your staff favorite is the chocolate pecan, and I'm, you know, that's kind of an old school pie. When I tell my kids you want some pecan pie, they really aren't as familiar with that, but the chocolate just adds such a great flavor in there.
Yeah, you know, and we do have people that ask for a traditional one, but again, we feel that the chocolate that we adds just another element of complexity and a little bit more decadence that, you know, balances out a rich meal. We did end up tweaking that a little bit this year, so it has even a little bit more chocolate than we've had in the years past. And as you mentioned, it is, you know, year in and year out, definitely one that our staff returns to most frequently.
And you got a refreshing one that's kind of a year-round pie. It's your key lime. I mean, you think about eating all that turkey and all that stuffing and all that food, that might be perfect. And
yeah, you know, right. That one's kind of a sleeper hit. I mean, year-round, it's our all-around bestseller, but there's not many places around town that do the key lime. And we find that it is, you know, people that aren't into the traditional flavors or knowing that they're going to go to a family gathering and that there's going to be the traditional pies, whether you mentioned they're from a grocery store or they're from one of the amazing bakeries throughout the Chicagoland. The key lime is generally something that you can guarantee no one else will show up with. So we find that people are, you know, end up adding that on just an alternative to someone that may not like, you know, pumpkin or pecan, or as you mentioned, it's a totally different, almost like a palate cleanser. I mean, it still has a richness and a roundness of flavor, but it's bright, it's acidic, summery, and I think it's a beautiful pie, and it'll definitely have a place on my family's Thanksgiving table.
Absolutely. We're talking to Michael from Bang Bang Pie in Logan Square. BangBangPie.com is the website. You guys are so organized on that Tuesday and Wednesday for pickup, and that's what I love about it. I mean, it looks daunting, but you get in and you get out pretty quickly, especially when you order ahead. What are you thinking about for the holidays? Like, you got any previews of what you want to do post-Thanksgiving as you lead into Christmas?
Well, funny you say that. You know, David, I know you're a fan of our chocolate peppermint.
Yes.
We have not made a return to your absolute favorite from years past, but we are we have, you know, worked on the Christmas pies, and one I'm really excited about that I hope you're happy with.
That's awesome.
Well.
Oh, that's great.
Is a peppermint s'mores.
Oh, nice.
So s'mores is hands down one of our biggest sellers over the summertime.
Sure.
and we've kind of combined a summertime favorite with Christmas flavors. And that's one we're going to be excited about. We're going to continue the apple, but it's going to be a cranberry apple with, you know, warmer, more hearty winter spices. Last year was the first year we augmented the key lime. We did a cranberry key lime as well, which is a stunning pie. It's, you know, our traditional key lime, and it's filled a little bit less, and then we do a cranberry sage jelly on top, and that one's a real showstopper for the holiday table, and then we'll still developing some other fun surprises for the Christmas time.
That's great. And also, you know, we're talking a lot about pies here, but I mean, you can go and you know, Wednesday through Saturdays they're open, and go for breakfast, go for lunch. You know, you've got some great daily offerings, great chicken pot pies. There's a veggie pot pie. It's just some of my favorites, honestly.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I know you're a fan of the candied bacon, which is sweet and savory bacon that can be enjoyed on their own or on top of a biscuit with, you know, braised local greens and a rich tomato sauce. We do shrimp and grits. The Southern tomato pot pie is a year-round vegetarian option that's, you know, as decadent as the chicken, but it has cheddar cheese, caramelized onions, basil, Duke's mayo, roasted tomatoes. That's a real beautiful thing to, and those are available in the shop daily, and you can also pre-order online family styles. We do seasonal quiches. Right now it's a roasted pumpkin and sage as we head into, you know, the final days before Thanksgiving, but we'll, you know, switch that up for Christmas, and we're considering doing some sort of truffled chicken pot pie for, you know, people to establish new Christmas traditions.
Nice.
Around our pot pies.
Awesome. Beautiful. All right. So Bang Bang Pie again, 2051 North California in Logan Square. And to order those pies for pickup on Tuesday and Wednesday, there's some walk-ups too, but I do suggest ordering your pies online. Do it at bangbangpie.com. Always a pleasure, buddy, and I'll see you next week.
Yeah, sounds great. You're a gem. Thanks again.